Coach. Thank you. Good morning. I know insurance is really an exciting thing for all of you, and I'm a little surprised to be at the front of the agenda because I thought we'd build the excitement all day until we got to the insurance, but apparently that's not the case. So I want to kind of do this as Q&A as much as anything because Coach asked me to come here and talk to you a little bit about insurance. I guess the point is you spend a lot of time, and the fact that you're here on a Saturday away from your families. I coach a lot also. I coach here with the lacrosse program. I coach my son Nicholas, who's up here with me, little kids. So I know the commitment that goes into being a coach, and especially on days like this where you come here to get better and spend the time away from your family. So it's a heck of a commitment. Should be applauded. One of those things, so I guess what the point is about insurance is I'm here to help you with that, whatever I can. There are a lot of tricky issues when it comes to being a coach, volunteer coach, a paid coach. So I think you all had handouts, yes? That's kind of the format I wanted to go along because unfortunately there's a lot of gray area in liability insurance when it comes to coaching. Your exposure, the first thing I put on there is what is my exposure as a coach? You have a pretty significant exposure, obviously, especially when you're coaching kids this age or whatever level you're at. You have transportation exposure. And again, anytime you have a question, please just ask me. This is more of a conversation two-way. But you have a exposure in your vehicle. So one easy fix that you can do is make sure that your personal auto, when you're transporting athletes, student athletes in your auto, make sure you have limits, liability limits, that reflect your exposure. Your exposure is greater than most folks if you do that type of transportation. So you want to have at least $500,000, $500,000 in liability insurance for your own vehicle to cover something that might happen while you're transporting them. That's a pretty simple one. Then when you get into the negligence that comes into coaching, there are primary places where you would find insurance for that. Most of you coach what, high school, college level? High school? You're high school coaches, so you have insurance that's already paid for you with that school, whether it's a private school, public school, whatever. You're covered there, and they would defend you if someone came after you for trying to prove negligence that you caused bodily injury or property damage. I see you shaking your head now. Okay. Okay, I figured that might be the case. So for those of you, that's something that you need to check into first and foremost, is find out whether you have any coverage. If you already know you don't. I looked into that because my background is I'm a property and casualty. We have a property and casualty agency. So we deal with this a lot. What you find when you get into situations like this and associations, sometimes the best plan for you would be from, like, U.S. Rowing. I looked into it. The only thing I could find from U.S. Rowing was much more about Canada than it was the U.S. So I don't know what plans out there from U.S. Rowing, but that's a place you check into because a lot of times those association plans are the best way to go. So the school sometimes is primary. If it isn't, then your homeowner's policy, which provides personal liability, can provide coverage for you when you're out there coaching. That can be primary or secondary. Then there's this other product that I found, and I'm familiar with it because I remember this group when I was refereeing high school basketball, and that's the NFHS program where you pay dues. Is anybody familiar with that? Yes? You pay dues to them. Part of that is a pretty sizable, the dues are cheap too. They're like $30. NFHS. And there's a general agent that's called Bollinger. But if you look up under NFHS, I think it's National Federation of High Schools is what that stands for. They provide a really cheap alternative to get insurance. And if you are within a state organization and a school, I believe you're eligible for that. I looked into it. It's pretty It's a lot of coverage for a very minimal amount. Some of you may already be members. One thing they did tell me is Maryland, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, if you're already paying annual dues or somebody's paying them for you, that's already included in that. Virginia, no. So I don't know what state you're from. I think you're basically the Mid-Atlantic. But again, it's something you need to check into and do your due diligence, whether it's through your school, whether it's through this organization, or call your personal agent who has your homeowner's policy and ask them if the company that they have has any protection for you while you're out there coaching. Because we have an independent agency, so we have a dozen or so companies, and they're all a little bit different. So you need to read the policy or call that professional to have them help you. Oh, so if you go the route and you find out that you don't have coverage from your school, and you look into your homeowner's policy and you find out you have some personal liability coverage to help you out because of your coaching pursuits, what you want to do on top of that, and this is a relatively personal umbrella, and then I'll get right to your question, is a personal umbrella policy over your homeowners. It gives you an extra $1 million of liability. And if you're in coaching for $125 or $200, it's a no-brainer to have a personal umbrella to help you out. Yes, sir. If you rent instead of own your home? Yes. A renter's policy does the same thing as a homeowner's policy in terms of personal liability. It just doesn't have a house that you're insuring. It covers your personal property. But the most important thing about that, and that's even cheaper than a homeowner's, renter's policy for $30,000 worth of personal property and $500,000 in personal liability might cost you $200 a year. Then you could have an umbrella on top of that for another $150 that gives you $1 million over your auto and over your homeowners. So then you take care of the auto exposure also if you're transporting kids. And we all do it. We all have to move kids around. Parents are late, or you have to get them down to the water. So you give them a ride. So that personal umbrella, even if you don't own your home, it goes over both the auto and the personal liability. So to me, that's a no-brainer when you're looking for some coverage.
How much coverage, personal liability coverage, should you have on the regular policy?
It depends on usually your personal liability and your umbrella would be with the same carrier. Say it's Travelers, for example. Then it becomes a question for your agent about what is the trigger. So you don't want a gap between the two. So Travelers, for example, will make you have at least $300,000 in personal liability before the umbrella kicks in with no gap. But if your umbrella was with a different carrier, they'll make you have $500,000 from carrier A before. So it's a little bit of favoritism there, but kind of makes sense. So better to put them together, and that's a good question, because why buy $1.5 million if $1.3 million is enough? Save you a little bit of money there. Oh, I think you definitely should.
And would you say, like, when it comes to an insurance claim or who knows what kind of liability, et cetera, that would be a key piece of a topic?
So
how could you run a program with kids on the water and not have a cell phone for every coach?
See, and a lot of times, I think the question is whether to have a cell phone on the water, right, and or not to. Is that correct?
Okay.
What I always say, a lot of times, being an independent agent, and the things that get thrown at us, like coach getting me up here, we don't do a lot of, I answer the homeowner's questions, but we don't do a lot of specialty policies for high school rowing coaches. So what I usually say to people, whether they're in roofing business or whatever they throw at me, you know your business better than I do in terms of due diligence and safety. What it's going to come down to, so absolutely, I would say, and that's the case I want to make if I was marketing you as a collective group for a separate policy other than all these individual policies. I would say, look, these people have their act together. They always have a emergency plan. The phones are out there on the water with everybody. So, of course, you make yourself a better risk that way. And really, it's going to come down to negligence anyway, whether the defense is there. There's got to be some type of negligence. And we just I ran into this week on a weird claim. Tree fell on a car at a school. The headmaster, we've insured it for years. And it wasn't obvious that the tree was rotten, but the headmaster said, this is my teacher who I pay to come here. I benefit from her wages. I want this covered under the school policy. So we had to say, I had to go out there and take a picture and make the case to the claims adjuster. Hey, look, this tree, we should have known it was rotten to some degree. So there's some form of negligence. And then the claims adjuster made her feel like she did something wrong. I said, so negligence doesn't necessarily mean wrong. But as long as you do what you can to prevent it, you're doing the right thing. There's one other thing I was just thinking of. I wanted to... Oh, because we're running out of time. A lot of times when you're in coaching and you get the idea that you want to do your own thing, like a clinic outside of your school. So let's assume that you have some protection from your school for your coaching. First thing you need to check, then check your personal liability, whether your homeowners covers you. But you want to go outside of that in the summer and you want to call Coach Davenport or somebody and say, hey, I want to run a camp at the Washington College, at your school, wherever that is. That's a different animal. What you've done now is sort of open up your own business. So when you open up your own business, there are policies for that too, but I want you to know they go outside of what we've talked about so far. You're not really working for the school, you're working for yourself. And the premiums go up. Not crazy, but you have to budget that and you have to contact somebody like me or somebody else and say, hey, I'm going to run a camp. I expect 50 kids. These are going to be my gross receipts. This is how they measure it. Then there's a whole separate application. And then you're looking probably more like $750 for a one-week camp, that type of thing. And there are markets for that, too. So that's just a different... You're outside your school. You're doing it on your own. You're now a business person. And you need a commercial general liability policy for that. That's a great question. Are there any lawyers here? Does it matter what I say about lawyers? Is anybody going to be offended? All right, the question. I can't do it in that little bit amount of time. But the question is, if you loan and borrow equipment from each other, and that's a great question. The reality is, your policy will defend you, your general liability policy, and her policy will defend her if she loans you the equipment, because the lawyers are going to sue everybody. That's what's going to happen. The thing to be careful about is sometimes if you own the equipment and it's expensive enough where it's on your policy and you loan it to him, then you need to call your agent if you have that type of policy and say, hey, look, we've got a shells, right? We've got a $10,000 shell that I'm loaning out. Then you could have a coverage issue if, from a property standpoint, not liability, but from a property standpoint, you could have a problem. There's coverage for it. You just have to call the agent or the school and make sure that you have that, have the right coverage. Does that answer the question?
At the end of this, can I find out where that $10,000 shell is?
I don't know.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's cheap? Okay. Any other questions?
A quick one. Does NFHS cover crew? I've found a lot of insurance companies don't cover the sport because it's too much for
them. I think it's going to depend on how the state recognizes crew. is when I look at the definition, that's what it comes down to. So it's going to depend on the state and what the high school, that high school state association says. Again, you're finding out it's a lot of gray. You just have to make the calls and check it out.